ourselves a happy home, and we will find a place and time. I'm running down this road. So easily, but you arrived and blew my mind. Now I don't want to waste a day. You and I, oh, I can't wait. Oh, I'm running down this road.
That's Big Little Lions with This Road With You from their album A Little Frayed, A Little Torn. I'm joined by the Big Little Lions at Folk Music Ontario. It's the conference. It takes place once a year. It's an absolutely fabulous occasion. I've described it as homecoming because it really feels like that. A chance to meet up with old friends, a chance to hear some great music, and a chance to have some, what I would say, were fabulous interviews. And it's my great pleasure to welcome into the studio Helen Austin, Paul Otten, and Daisy Squires from Big Little Lions. How are you guys doing today?
We're good.
We're well.
Just played a show, so we're good.
Oh, you played a show, so you must be feeling really great.
One. Yeah, it's good because we have to do a warm-up show. Yeah, it was good.
Okay, so Big Little Lions is a very interesting band because it kind of exists in two places. Simply because the main songwriters, Helen Austin and Paul Otten, actually live in different parts of North America. Helen Austin on Vancouver Island and Paul Otten in Cincinnati. So my first question is, how did you get together?
It was the
osmosis.
Brothel? Are we going to go with that one again?
No.
No, we were at, who's listening. It does. We were at another conference. We were on both on this member success panel
in LA,
and so we met there and didn't really think anything. We kind of just forgot about each other, really.
You didn't like me at all.
I thought you were okay.
Actually, what she said to me at a dinner was, I don't really like to collaborate much.
And I didn't. I didn't at the time.
Until a year later?
Yeah, a year later I wanted some production. I heard some of the stuff he did and I really liked it. So I got him to do some production. And then my publisher said, you guys have to be a band. And we went, all right. Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, the first couple songs we did together. We seemed to gel.
So when was that? What year was that?
That was 2013. In fact, This Road With You was that one song that that our publisher said, yeah, you guys have to make this into a band.
I didn't realize when I first got in touch with you, and I should mention that is because you have been nominated for a Canadian Folk Music Award. But when I was actually learning about you, and then I found out that you're actually a fellow Brit.
Yes.
And you have a very interesting career in I don't know if I call it musical stand-up or...
Yeah, that's exactly what you call it.
That's exactly what
it
is, which sounds fascinating.
I did that from 1988, I'm dating myself now, from 1988 till 2007. So, and then we moved to Canada in 2002, and it was in 2008 that my youngest went to school. My husband said, "What are you going to do now?" And I said, "I want to license. I want to try and see if I can get placements for my music." And so he said, "Went, go for it, okay." And so I started doing that about the same time Paul started doing it as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of met at about the same. We'd been doing about the same amount of time, I think. What's your story?
Yeah, a little bit less time. I started. Well, I've been a musician full time for 20 years. I started writing for film and TV in about 2010, and then pursued that pretty heavily. And it's come around pretty quickly.
He's like, had so many placements; it's insane. He gets a lot of placements, but you do a whole wide.
I do a lot of different genres and stuff.
So this is placements for music that you have written, recorded, have been on album.
Not necessarily been on an album. Oh, we do a lot of writing to order.
Oh, really? Do you find that actually not that difficult when you actually start doing it?
That's what I needed.
Me too.
I would write a song about a year, in a year, and then I need a deadline and I need somebody to kind of give me a guideline on what to write about.
And we work so similarly, so it's great. So we get given, like, they'll say, we need a song about, I don't know, sunshine, and we need it tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. And so I'll start it and he'll get going on the production, and we're both really good at deadlines. I think if we're given a week to write it, wouldn't be as good.
So it sounds like it's a bit like a Brill Building thing you have going on, other than you know, like the Brill Building, where, you know, you've got all those great songwriters, you know, Carole King, Neil Sedaka, Jerry Goffin, beavering away. And, you know, you come in on a Monday morning and then I'll say, "Oh, you're late." And I'll say, "Okay, today we want songs about trains or whatever." Yeah. And you'll go away and start working on them.
Well, we both see it as it's a job. It's a job we love, but it's a job. So you wake up in the morning, you go, "Okay, what do I need to do today?" And
you've been writing songs for 20 plus years, you know, you run out of inspiration what to write about. So they give you something to write, a theme, and you kind of go from there. I mean, it's not always fully scripted. It's just kind of an idea, and then we run with it.
And if we run out of stuff, I say to our publisher, "What do you need songs about?" And so he'll give me an idea. I thought we were talking yesterday. We were saying we don't know if we'd be able to write a song about. If we said, "Just write a song because you want to." I don't know what I'd write.
Stories was kind of like that.
Still, we did have one song that we just wanted to write.
It's on the album.
But a lot of them come from stuff that we've been given direction for. And I mean, you still got your heart in it, but you don't have to. Doesn't have to be autobiographical.
So you met at this conference, and then were encouraged to maybe try working together. And then
No, we weren't. My publisher tried to push me together with a lot of people, and I hadn't liked it.
I had already been collaborating with quite a few people, so that was an easy fit for me. I had done that. I wasn't scared of it. She was terrified.
Well, it was really easy. We don't like writing in person. It was just so easy doing it over email, and you just got it done. And we went back and forth with the lyrics, and I like that you held me to a higher standard. I wanted that. I wanted that from someone to not say, "Hey, that's great." I wanted to go, "No, that lyric isn't very good," and change that bit.
Well, it definitely helps with deadlines, because, you know, now we have somebody else, like I can finish the production, get the music on there. She pretty much takes care of most of the lyrics.
But this is all happening in two places.
Yeah.
Yes.
On Vancouver Island.
So it's all mostly via email, sometimes
text. We don't
like
talking to each other, really. It's, you know, he's all right.
Yeah, no, Skypes are painful.
They are. I don't like Skype. And we tried writing in actually Watered Down, which you're going to be playing.
We started at my house.
You're right, that was at your house.
See, I'm always right.
Nearly. Anyway, so yeah, we started that one together, but we started to finish it separately.
Let's play that just now. This is Big Little Lions with Watered Down from the album A Little Frayed, A Little Torn. And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
So we're not alone and taking this feeling of feeling the water down. Does it matter?
some help to keep us from drowning, to keep us afloat and not get overwhelmed. So go and take my hand and I'll take yours, and we'll take turns to take care of ourselves.
That's Watered Down from the Big Little Lions, from their album A Little Frayed, A Little Torn. There are special guests on Folk Roots Radio today. We're at the Folk Music Ontario Conference. I think it's still Friday, but it could be Saturday because I get
Friday.
A little confused.
It is Friday.
But it feels like even now, and this is where the pacing comes in, yeah. I feel like it's been a long day and there's still a lot more to come.
Just don't start the wine too early. I think that's where it all falls apart.
So you've been together for a couple of years,
yes.
Working on songs. How much have you written together? One album plus an EP? Is that where you're at just now?
Well, we've got
way more than that.
Well, released, we've got a 5-6-song EP, a 3-song EP, and a full album. But we've got...
And we have probably almost two full albums worth of material that hasn't been released.
Yeah, because we're always writing.
And it's likely to... So does that mean that... I mean, this album came out this year, right?
Well, we're going to release another one in the first quarter, maybe second quarter of next year.
Although we might have a Christmas EP.
Oh,
we
yes.
We were asked to write a bunch of Christmas songs and do a couple of public domain covers.
So we did that. So our publisher's saying, release it as a Christmas EP. So
I can see why anyone would want to be your publisher. It's like, okay, what percentage am I going to get of all this?
He's done well for us. Before Paul came and said, he's done really well for me. So, he's a good guy.
And part of his job is to find placements for you?
That is his job.
Okay. Yes.
His job is, I mean, it's Riptide Publishing in Los Angeles. And they have placements for all sorts of people. But we're kind of pretty high on their list of pushing for placements.
They have some pretty well-known acts. In the roster, if you look them over.
Yeah. So what about the live side of things? Are you a live band as well? Or are you more...
We are now.
It started last August.
Yeah, he came...
My first trip to the island, and then they came back with me. We played a festival that was in Ohio, Chillicothe, Ohio, that we had were asked to play.
So. That was after... We'd won the international songwriting competition, so through that, they asked us to come... and play that festival. So we did that. And then we've met up a lot. We were in Los Angeles in November, again in January. Came for another island tour in March.
Austin.
South by Southwest. We did Vancouver Island Music Fest and Sunshine Music Fest over the summer. I went to Cincinnati again. Oh my goodness.
Yes.
We should have a lot of air miles. And now, we're here.
So tell us about the band for Big Little Lions. Who actually is in the band?
The band started when I came out. It was my brother performs with me a lot on drums, and
so
he came
us.
Out to the island and played with us. So it was four.
And
piece.
Then this girl over here, Daisy, who's my daughter, my now left home daughter.
So you're part of the Big Little Lions as well. What do you do?
I play violin, backing vocals, glockenspiel, melodica, anything else they want me to do.
You just throw instruments
They probably strap on a full drum set onto me just so that,
That's my job.
That is it.
So one day I'm going
to
take
So
that
we
over.
Did start with four, and then we went to seven when we went to Cincinnati because he
we
had his
band. We used my
band
as a backing band.
And then we realized that really wasn't logistically possible. So now Paul is like, he's like an octopus. He's doing drums, keyboard, bass, piano, singing, and harmonica.
So, Paul, you have another band as well. What's the name of that?
The Dirty McQueens. And that's just a local band. We just get together every so often and perform because we just enjoy performing.
Yeah.
But the problem was with touring is, I'm a little bit older and these guys all have kids and families. And to be able to take off for a few weeks, hey, you want to leave your wife for a few weeks? And your
but,
kids
see,
and...
but my husband is fine. Like, yeah, go for a few weeks.
So, yeah, I used to do the drumming and bass thing with a friend a few years back, and I was like, I can pull that off. I mean, we could try it, and it makes us more self-sufficient.
And it kind of looks cool as well. I mean, he's surrounded by all this gear, and sometimes I think his head's going to explode because he's just
waiting
doing
for that moment.
I know. It's going to be very messy.
So what instruments do you play?
I start on guitar. I play piano. I play drums, bass. A little bit of banjo, not as well as real banjo players can play. I can get away with it on recordings, and a little bit of mandolin. And
but you have to hear from the album. He fills in all sorts of stuff. You do.
Yeah, so we're not luckily we're not in the bluegrass race where I have to perform.
Oh, not yet, but maybe if there's a program.
I don't think we've got those skills.
Maybe if there's a placement coming up.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
So, Helen, what do you play?
I sing, play guitar, and I've got a bunch of foot percussion as well, like a tambourine shaker and this kind of clapping thing that I fashioned out of a kid's xylophone and a piece of metal.
Because you also work on music outside the Big Little Lions.
Yeah, well, I was doing, I was writing for TV and film as well, and then I ended up kind of going towards the kids' album stuff for a couple of albums, and I got a Juno and a Folk Music Award and a Western Canadian Music Award for that, so that was cool. So I did that for a while, and I realized that performing for kids wasn't really my thing. I'm just a bit too sarcastic, and yeah.
You're probably leading them astray, I would expect.
Well, I was a little bit. I felt
maybe
like
we should ask Daisy to weigh in on that one.
Well, she'd play with me. So we did. Yeah, Daisy's been my sidekick since she was like 14. She's 18 now, so we spent 4 years playing together. And then when I met Paul and started doing that, I knew I wanted to stop doing the kids' stuff. And this is like the most favorite thing I've ever done.
So what are you doing now, Daisy? Are you at college or?
Yeah, at the moment I'm going to Capilano in Vancouver studying music.
And what does the future hold for you?
Teaching, hopefully. I've done that for a few years and I'll just go out and teach kids.
So the Big Little Lions now not only have... what sounds like already a really great recording career, but you're now looking at live dates. You're obviously performing at conferences like this. There's the opportunity to get on the festival scene particularly.
Well, we've already done a bit of that because I'm the regular MC at Vancouver Island Music Fest. And so we ended up playing there and we played the Sunshine and we're probably doing Mariposa next year. And I've been talking to a few other people.
Oh, well, I'll definitely see you next year.
Well, they approached us and so I was like, oh, cool. So,
they would get my vote for that.
Yeah.
I'll definitely be telling them.
Oh, good. Because, so we're just negotiating stuff with them right now. So I don't want to talk for you, Paul, but we'd love to do lots of festivals.
We just need to find gigs that at least one party can drive to with gear.
So we can have gear. But, we're just figuring it out. I mean, we'd neither of us expected this at this point in our careers. So we're just having fun with it.
Yeah.
So the future basically means more writing separately together?
Definitely more writing.
And
I mean,
more
always.
Performing. Always writing. I mean, that's just a given. But more now that my kids are older, I've got the freedom to tour, and because he hasn't got kids, he's got the freedom to tour, and so we can do whatever we want now. Just, you know, if people want us, we'll go do it.
Well, that's a perfect advert. You see, exactly, you come to the right place to announce that the Big Little Lions are there, they're ready and willing.
Absolutely. And, you know, she can miss some university, it's fine. Yeah. You're okay with that, aren't you, Daisy?
It's been a great pleasure to have you join us today. We should just mention before we finish the Canadian Folk Music Awards, because they take place the weekend of the 6th to the 8th in Edmonton this year. Tell us what award you're up for.
We're up for Ensemble of the Year, which is really cool, actually. We're in with some pretty high caliber people. So, yeah, I was literally jumping around the house when I saw that.
Yeah, well, I certainly wish you all the best. It's a stellar group of musicians and artists, some incredible creativity in the awards this year. If people want to learn more about your music, how can they do that?
BigLittleLions.com, and from there you can find
Facebook.
You can find Twitter. Yeah, we're Facebook, Twitter, SoundCloud, all of the usual, and everything is under Big Little Lions.
That's great. We're going to finish with another song. We're actually going to go back to one of the EPs to play a song. What are we going to play?
This is The Way Home. This is a song that Paul had originally written, and he said it needs something else.
Yeah, it was an older song. I'd written it and recorded it a couple of years prior, most of it, and then, it needed a...
So I had
it sitting around, and I thought it would be a perfect fit for what we were doing.
So we added a bunch of vocals, whistling, all sorts of stuff, I think it's one of our favorites.
Yeah. Let's play that now. This is Big Little Lions with The Way Home, and you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall, and it's been an absolute pleasure having you in the studio today.
Souls and gave us wings to fly.